Hey guys, welcome back to African Lady and a Baby. It's me again, Stephanie Oki. If you're just joining me for the first time, welcome. I really do appreciate you here and I hope you subscribe. On this channel, I talk about motherhood as it relates to me being an African woman living in the diaspora. And I also like to talk about life's issues and anything that is a matter of interest at any point in time. Right, so today I've decided to talk about an opportunist versus a committed person and, highlight some of the differences and how you can spot an opportunist and, just things to avoid, really. So obviously I've been thinking, and that's usually what brings about some of my podcasts and, I've been thinking about this and how people can just be opportunists. And I came across a saying on Instagram the other day about how what separates the committed person from an opportunist is consistency. And honestly, I couldn't agree more with that saying. Like, I agree 150% with that saying. However, it was said in the context of a business. So, saying things like, oh, if you're a business person, if you're a businessman or businesswoman, and you start up a business, the one thing that will separate you from someone who's just an opportunist is being consistent and being very committed and staying, true to what you're doing, true to your crafts, true to what you're doing for a long period of time and not stopping, right? And that is just so true in business, right? It's very true in business. But then I find that it's also true in just about every aspect of life. I think that we are all opportunists. I actually think this. I think that every single person on earth is an opportunist. That is one of the ways to survive in life, to be honest with you. And there is, to an extent, there's nothing wrong with being an opportunist. There's a saying, opportunity knocks but once. You actually have to grab opportunities when they come to you. However, you have to also realize when you're the one who's disadvantaged in the equation, when you're the person who's been ripped off and you're the one who someone's capitalizing on, really. So when it comes to friendships, relationships and every other thing, really, if someone's there for you all the time, and I'm not saying you should always just expect people to be there for you and not think of how you can be there for others, but if someone's there for you all the time and, just truly caring for you, you really can tell that that person is committed. And even if it's in marriage, between couples, between husbands and wives, between boyfriends and girlfriends, in relationships, when someone's there for you and they want to be there for you and you can see it, this is in their actions, not just in their words, and they're there for you, for extended periods of times when you probably would have even done things that would require them to not be there for you, times when you've fallen short and they still stick around, those people are genuinely committed to you and you should recognize that. You should also recognize when somebody's just an opportunist. And what's an opportunist? Here's how I see it. Think about yourself first. Think about what you have and what you don't have. Now think about the next person and think about what that person has and what that person doesn't have. What does that person stand to gain from being with or around you, from being with you, right? And then also ask yourself, what do you stand to gain from being with or around that person, right? And sometimes you can find that it's not balanced. So there's always something to trade off. If you're willing to trade that off, that's good. As long as you're also gaining something back, but if that person is sucking from you, and you don't see what that person is giving back to you, then that person is most likely an opportunist. And usually, if you check the pattern, that person will probably run away once the person is done getting whatever they're getting. So if, for example, everything you have to offer finishes, that person will be out. That person will not stay because that is an opportunist right there. I think one of the key differences, one of the things that you should look out for to avoid an opportunist is somebody who's willing to give. You see, it's better to give than to receive. This is something that is said in the Bible as well, and I'm Christian and I believe it. It's better to give than to receive. If you find that somebody is always talking about what they can gain as opposed to what they can give, that person is also most likely to be an opportunist. And you know, you just, I'm not saying avoid all opportunists and don't be with opportunists, because even you are an opportunist too, because I'm sure you're looking to gain something. But the point is, you have to look for a balance somewhere. So now I'm talking about relationships, clearly. I'm not talking about business, because this is not a business related podcast station. But you know, I try to take that saying from a business and put it in relationships and marriage and families. You really have to analyze the relationships you have around you very well. Mothers are usually very committed to their children. You know, obviously there are probably some mothers that are really just opportunists who probably even have children just to trap men, or, you know, men who impregnate women just to trap them. There's also, those are opportunists too. The key is, you have to recognize it. And if you want to, you know, have some form of happiness in your relationship, I think you have to know how to filter out people and relationships, rather. You have to know how to filter out people who are standing, who want to just gain from you and move. And move. So let me give you one example. Someone's a single mother, for example. She's clearly, and you know, she's a single mother and she's trying to get into another relationship. She really wants somebody. You know, she's craving having a partner. She's craving having someone next to her. That woman is already in a vulnerable state because she's now seeing herself as less than worthy of having a partner, and so she, you know, she just wants that person to come and complete her. And she, you know, she feels, because she has a child, she's not really worthy anymore. She kind of sells herself short, something I totally hate, because I don't feel that having a child or children makes you any less than anybody. You're probably even better. Like, you have better, like, you, I feel like someone who's a mother who's single, if I were a man, I would date her over a single girl who doesn't even have a child. And I'm not, this is no judgment to anybody, but I feel like that woman probably has a greater sense of responsibility. And that's probably what I would want if I were a man. So, you know, I feel like women need to also realize that being a single mother is not a curse. It's actually something that you should wear with pride. It, like, it gives you a strong, you're now like much more responsible. Anyway, back to the topic. I think I've just digressed. Back to the topic. So, right, that woman who's, you know, looking for a relationship can easily just go and be with just anybody. And if she has some type of financial stability, say, because you know, maybe she's a working mom, she's single, she's just working hard to look after her child, and she's very financially stable. You may find such women going for men who are less likely to be as financially buoyant as they are. And then, you know, literally the guy is just probably there being a bit of a gold digger. I don't know about the Western world, but these things happen very, very well in Africa, in Nigeria, where I come from. You find that men are also gold diggers, and they're also kind of looking for women that they can, you know, extort money from. You find that there's, or they're looking for women from rich families. Those are opportunists. The question I always say to ask yourself, once you take away that one thing that you feel you have, that this man might like, if you take that away, will he still be there? Ask yourself that question. Ask yourself that question. If you take out that one factor, say money is the factor, if you take it out and there is zero money, will the man still be there? That's one. Or will the woman as well? You know, you could also look at this from the other side of the equation too. Will the woman still be there? That is one way to distinguish a committed person from an opportunist. An opportunist will leave you the minute what they're getting from you is gone. You will not even understand why. They will probably bring up a fight to be something else. They'll make it look like it's something else. But it really is the fact that that one thing they were gaining from you is gone. I have dated people in the past that were opportunists. They probably will never admit it, but they were. You know, there's all sorts of things. There's probably the fact that, you know, you have a car. Back in Africa, you have a car. The person doesn't have a car. The person finds it comfortable to be with you because you're giving the person a ride everywhere they have to go to. Once that is removed from the equation, say perhaps the person now gets his own car or her own car, you will just see a change in character. That person was an opportunist. It may not even be bad that the person was an opportunist, because even you yourself are an opportunist. You just need to know when you're the one who's disadvantaged and know how to work with it. So the idea here is this. We are all opportunists. We all look for what we can gain from the relationship we enter, because every relationship involves a give and a take. I don't think I would go into, me that I'm speaking to you right now, I would not go into a relationship where I don't have anything to gain. Like, why would I be entering that relationship? Like, really? So that there's some level of smartness to it. It's like being a businessman, which, you know, obviously comes down to where this whole topic came from. It came from a business related meme that I saw. If you're a business person, you also have to be smart. You cannot be in business if you're not smart, if you don't know where you can gain from. So that's the idea behind it. You have to treat your relationships around you like a business. What do you stand to gain? If you feel like you're going to be losing more than you're gaining, then you're not entering a beneficial relationship. In the same way, if you want to enter a relationship, you should also realize that the person you're entering a relationship with is also probably smart and also wanting to gain something from you as well. So you have to be willing to give something. Something has got to give. That is the key right there. Something has got to give. You have to be willing to give something. Now, that's where you have to see where you can strike a balance and know how much you're willing to give and how much you're willing to take. If you're the type of person who wants to be a doormat, who is willing to give everything and not take anything, all well and good. Perhaps that's how your own life can be happy. Everybody has different things that will make them happy in life. But if you're the person who knows that you want to have something to while you're giving, then good. If you're also the person that you don't want to, what's the word now? If you're the kind of person who wants to only take and you don't want to give, as long as the other person is willing to, fine. But just know that that's probably an unhealthy situation where all you want to do is take, 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 take. Also, pay attention to words sometimes, the kind of things people say. Say, for example, you meet a man. The man is like, you know, you guys are just talking. You're just friends. There's nothing, no strings attached. You probably go for a date and you're just gisting. And the guy is like, oh, I want a woman who can cook, a woman who is pretty. I want a woman who will love me for who I am. I want a woman who can stay committed even in tough situations. I want a woman who, just pay attention to those words. Those are not bad things to ask for. However, this guy is not saying, I want a woman that I can look after. He's not saying, I want a woman that I can protect. He's not saying, I want a woman that I can love with everything in me. He's saying what he wants for himself. That's probably a selfish person. That's probably an opportunist. He's not thinking of what he can give. He's only thinking of what he can take. So pay attention to the words. And do not, this is another thing too. Sometimes we kind of let things slide. You know, we'll get some type of feeling that this person might not just be quite right, but we'll just let it slide. And then we still go on to be in those relationships. And then down the line, we start regretting. You see, that's one of the reasons why being principled is so key too in life. You have to just be principled and know where to draw the line. Like, as soon as some people do things that are just off, just cut it. You don't have to trade your life for anybody. You don't have to trade your happiness for anybody. Just cut anything that sounds shady. Personally, I believe there's a lot of fish in the ocean. So you shouldn't be afraid to let things go or let people go. Friends, you can let friends go. You can let people go, as long as they're not beneficial to your life, what's the point of keeping them around? They become baggage. And if you're climbing up a ladder, the last thing you want to have is baggage. You know, I think I've said everything I need to say today, guys. I don't want to go on for too long. I thought this was going to be a really short podcast. And when I start to find myself rushing while I talk, I realize that, okay, it's going on for too long. I don't really like to have long podcasts. Anywho, guys, thank you so much for listening to me. I really hope you enjoyed this. And if you did, please give it a review somehow and share it with your friends, family, co-workers, frenemies, as I always say, or anybody else that you think might benefit from this. You can find my podcast on Google, Apple, Spotify, Castbox, Radio US, and a host of others. Until next time, guys, have a great day. Bye.